WMRA News. I'm Bob Levicky. Stanton is offering residents a chance to rate life in the city through a citizen survey. The Stanton couple, who prosecutors say systematically tortured a six-year-old boy, will each face 17 years in prison. And just how rich are members of the General Assembly? This is the WMRA Daily for Monday, April 15th. Stanton is offering residents another chance to rate life in the city through a citizen survey. Residents and property owners in Stanton may rate the effectiveness of government services and their quality of life and sense of well-being in the city. The survey is now available online through June 15th. Paper copies are also available at City Hall and at the Stanton Public Library. It is the first such survey of residents in 14 years. Stanton City Council and staff hope to use the results to enhance operations and services. The survey is available online at stanton.va.us/citizensurvey. The Stanton couple, who prosecutors say systematically tortured a boy for 2 weeks, face 17 years in prison each. The Newsleader reports 33-year-old Theodore Manna Jr. and 35-year-old Cecilia Burnett were sentenced on Friday for injuries inflicted on Burnett's six-year-old son. Both of them had been convicted last year of malicious wounding. In 2011, Burnett was sentenced to 8 years in prison for felony child abuse after her eight-month-old daughter died from being shaken to death 3 years earlier. The boy is now living with relatives, according to the Augusta County Commonwealth's attorney. A former governor of Virginia may be on the verge of announcing for president. Virginia Public Radio's Michael Pope has the story.
The name of the alligator was Jumper. 8 feet long and 260 pounds. That was the opponent of a famous wrestling match in Broward County, Florida back in 1980 when a 23-year-old Terry McAuliffe was working on the Jimmy Carter re-election campaign. McAuliffe held Jumper's mouth shut for 3 minutes, securing a $15,000 campaign contribution from the Seminole Tribe for Carter and a bottle of whiskey for himself.
This is one of McAuliffe's favorite stump stories, and it's pretty obvious why.
Rachel Bidikoffer at Christopher Newport University says McAuliffe's recent cryptic tweet about an alligator was a brilliant PR move.
The national media had no idea what his tweet meant. They saw a picture of a giant alligator and the word Trump on it, and they started to share it amongst themselves.
Jeremy Mayer at George Mason University says McAuliffe is telegraphing a sense he's got what it takes to take on Donald Trump.
It's an interesting example of a politician flexing his machismo in direct opposition to Trump, who has this raw physicality and kind of a counterpuncher reputation.
So far, McAuliffe hasn't announced, but the recent talk about alligator wrestling has created a new sense of buzz around the former Virginia governor.
And finally today, how wealthy are members of the General Assembly? Michael Pope found some answers.
Some members of the General Assembly aren't just rich, they're super rich. That's according to an analysis of financial disclosure forms conducted by the Virginia Public Access Project. Republican Senator Bill DeStef of Virginia Beach comes out on top with at least $6.8 million worth of assets. Stephen Farnsworth at the University of Mary Washington says members of the General Assembly are not ordinary people.
It's not a legislature that looks like Virginia, in part because the system isn't designed to give us a legislature that looks like Virginia. You put the income of your lawmakers up against the income and assets of ordinary Virginians, you see a huge difference.
Many lawmakers own stock in companies that are involved in legislation. Senate Majority Leader Tommy Norman, for example, owns stock in Dominion, Verizon, and Town Bank, where he also serves on the board of directors. Quentin Kidd at Christopher Newport University says that's all perfectly legal.
That gets back to some of the scandals of the last decade where we wrung our hands and wondered if we should tighten these ethics laws, and ultimately we didn't in this context.
Not all lawmakers are at the top of the economic scale, though. 28 of them list no securities on their financial disclosure forms. I'm Michael Pope.
For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. Thanks for listening. I hope you enjoy your Monday.